beckling town faded away into country on one side, close to the entrance lodge of the great park, where lived my lord and lady Cumnor, the earl and the countess, as they were always called by the inhabitants of the town, where a very pretty amount of feudal feeling still lingered, and showed itself in a number of simple ways, droll enough to look back upon, but serious matters of importance at the time. It was before the passing of the Reform Bill, but a good deal of liberal talk took place occasionally between two or three of the more enlightened freeholders living in Hollingford. And there was a great Tory family in the county, who, from time to time, came forward and contested the election with the rival Whig family of Cumnor. One would have thought that the above-mentioned liberal-talking inhabitants would have, at least, admitted the possibility of their voting for the Healey Harrison and thus trying to vindicate their independence, but no such thing. The Earl was the lord of the manor and owner of much of the land on which Hollingford was built. He and his household were fed and doctored and to a certain measure clothed by the good people of the town. Their fathers' grandfathers had always voted for the eldest son of Cumnor Towers, and following in the ancestral track, every man jack in the place gave his vote to the liege lord, totally irrespective of such chimeras as political opinion. This was no unusual.